Bava Metzia, Perakei, Mishneh Gimel. The Mishneh will tell us a case of where there is a concern that ribbis could happen, but not necessarily. Let's see the case. Machar lo as hasada. One person sells to another his field, v'nasan lo miktsas damim, and the purchaser, the one who is buying the field, gave part of the money. Let's say he gave 50%. V'amar lo, and the seller says to him, ema sai shetirtze, whenever you want, have maos, bring the rest of the money, v'tola shalach, and then you can take yours, you can take the rest of the field. The Mishnah says that's usur, that's forbidden. Now, we got to qualify what that means, it's usur. To do this is not really usur. There is a potential problem with the produce of that field during that time that it would maybe usur for either party to take it, and I'll explain. What happened in this scenario, the Gemara says, is that Reuven, who's selling the field to Shimon, said to him that when you bring the rest of the money, the second 50% of the money, you will then take possession of the money me'achshav, from now, from the original point of sale. So the what will happen is the sale will be retroactively effective when you bring the second 50% of the money. That's forbidden to do. We'll see exactly what that means, it's forbidden to do, because the problem there is that both of them would be forbidden to benefit, to eat the peros, the fruit of that, the produce of that field. Why? The seller cannot, he's forbidden to eat the produce of that field that year, during that time, in the interim period, because if the purchaser brings the rest of the money, it'll end up being that the purchaser will have been in possession and ownership of the field from the very get-go, because we said that he's going to say me'achshav. From the very get-go, retroactively, the field will have belonged to the purchaser. And since the field belongs to the purchaser from the get-go, the produce of the field really does not belong to the mocher, does not belong to the seller. The buyer is allowing the mocher, is allowing the seller to eat that the produce as a reward, as a benefit for having let him not have to pay the money yet. So that's schar, that's benefit from allowing him to not pay his money, which is essentially a loan. He's really loaning him the money and saying you don't have to pay the money yet, even though the field belongs to you from the get-go. So that's really a problem of ribbis. We also can't allow the purchaser to eat the fruit of that field during that year, because if the sale does not go through and the seller needs to return the monies, the 50% that was given by the purchaser, and the sale doesn't go through, that money was being of the purchaser was being held by the seller, and really what it is that we allow the lokeach, the purchaser, to eat the fruits, he's eating fruits of a field that eventually will never belong to him, and he's getting it as a schar, as a benefit for having lent his 50% of the money to the seller, since the money with the seller was his money and was going to be given back to him. But in the interim, it was in the hands of the seller, and since it was in the hands of the seller, and the lokech is being allowed by the seller to eat the fruit, that would be a problem of ribbis. So neither of them are able to eat it. Therefore, it's usser, but what really, it's not that it's usser to do this type of a transaction, because there is an eitzah, there is a scenario that would be permitted, and that is if you would put the fruit in the interim in the hands of a shlish, of a third party, of a trustee, and that trustee will see what happens, what transpires. If the sale goes through, then it means that the purchaser really had the right to the fruit, and he'll give the fruit to him. And if the sale does not go through, that means the field the whole time belonged to the seller and will give the produce to him. So there is a way out. So usser just means it's usser for either of them to eat the fruit during that year. It needs to be, or during that time frame, until the sale is completed, and they'll have to be in the hands of a trustee. The Mishnah continues, Hilvahu al sadeu. If Reuven lent Shimon money on his sadeh, on his field, what that means is that Reuven lent Shimon money, but Shimon put his sadeh, he put his field up as a mashkon, as collateral. So Shimon, the borrower, has given his field as collateral to Reuven, and he says to him, v'amarlo, he said to him, im iata nosin li mikan vad shalosh shanim, if you, Shimon, do not pay me back within 3 years, harehi shali, your field will become mine. The field that you gave me as collateral will be officially mine. Harehi shalo, it would indeed be his. Now, the Gemara says that we must be talking about a scenario where he said that the field will belong to the lender at the end of 3 years, if he doesn't pay, retroactively from the time of the loan. Why is that? Because if it's done retroactively, that's a valid kinyan. That's a valid form of acquisition. If he doesn't do it retroactively, it's what we call an asmachta. An asmachta means that the lender is possibly relying on the fact that he assumes that he's going to pay back the money and he will not have to give his field away, this mashkon, this collateral. It will not have to be he will not have to lose this field because he believes he's going to be able to pay it back. So he makes a kinyan, but that kinyan is relying on the thought that he will not actually have to give it to him. That type of a kinyan that's relying on the hope that I will not actually have to give it to him is not a valid kinyan according to our Mishnah. That's called an asmachta, and this Mishnah holds asmachta lo kanya, that an asmachta form of a kinyan doesn't work. Therefore, we have to say it's a scenario where the borrower is saying to the lender, I'm going to give you the field retroactively if I don't pay up. And therefore, it'll be yours from the get-go. It won't be based on an asmachta. However, the Gemara points out, if so, based on the first part of our Mishnah, it's going to have to be talking about a scenario where you put the produce of the field in the interim with a trustee. Otherwise, there'll be a problem, as we pointed out earlier in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes that this method of lending somebody money on the basis of giving them their field retroactively, v'chkach hoya baisos benzonin os al pi chachamim. Baisos benzonin used to do this at the behest of the chachamim, of the sages. The sages allowed him to do this. And even though it looks like he's selling him the field, that the borrower is selling the lender the field for the benefit of having lent him money, and it might appear as ribbis, the chachamim said you don't have to worry, it's not actually ribbis, and it's okay. That is not a form of ribbis. It's not a form of interest. He's simply giving him the field as payment for not having paid off the loan, and the collateral becomes the